Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You but God with good credits.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. It is still the top of 2022 or 2020. How do you say it, Sean?
2022.
There you go. So since it's still early in the year, I know people, you're still thinking about your New Year's resolutions.
I can dream about it if I can have it today. So
clearly, Sean's looking to start a music
I
career
can
this year.
Dream.
Sean, what is this talent that you've been keeping from us?
You like that, right? Let me hold that
note.
Oh my
God, save some singing for the rest of us.
Let me sing to you, girl. Let me sing to you.
Matt, all right, well, come on.
Does this work 10 out of 10 times? Oh my God.
Let them know why I'm singing, Matt. I can
all right,
dream
all right.
About you.
So Sean, pause for a second. If to our listeners, if you guys out there are finding a new job, your dream job, is your New Year's resolution? Well, this is the show for you. Then, you know, we're going to talk about. Yeah, actually, get ready to hand in your resignation because we're gonna hook you up. Karen, tell them the good news.
Okay, here's the good news. If you want to now, let's define dream job. Okay, I know some people are like, I don't dream of jobs. Okay, we get it. But you know, the job that you would want the most, a job that would make you excited, maybe you could have it all. Maybe what you like to do could be what you get paid to do. So if that's what you want to do, conditions for looking for your, let's just use the word dream job, are excellent. Wages are rising, jobs are more available than ever, unemployment is low, and now's the time to take advantage of the current job market. And especially if you want to do something maybe a little different, this is like a good time to buy in.
Exactly. But Karen, you know, I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I always say, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, Karen.
You say that sometimes.
Yes, sometimes, but it's there's truth behind it. That being said, you know, getting your dream job or just a better job isn't a matter of just, you know, people just think like firing off your resume is a solution. It's also, you have to have a strategy. You have to plan.
All right. That's a great word, Sean, strategy. So let's discuss the strategy. Number one, you need to get specific about what you don't like about your current job and what you would like in an ideal job.
That is so important. Like, I mean, I know you just said it so quickly, Matt, but I mean, I don't think people even do that and write down a list of like what you like and what you don't like. And that kind of illustrates things out as to, you may realize like, I really do like my job. It's just maybe a person I'm working with or something. It really just puts in your head, okay, what am I looking for? Why don't I like my job? Is it because I don't got the window seat, my cubicle's in the middle of the floor? Like, what is the real reason why you don't like your job? Sorry to cut you off, but I think that is such a strong point. I think a lot of people, when they do that, they probably realize maybe I'm not that unhappy.
And you just focus. When you write things down, when you list it out, it just gets, you know, like we're talking strategy. If you want to strategize, you really need to get, you know, your ducks in a row and really think it through. Don't just, you know, half do it. You write it out and then you'll know about that center cubicle not making you happy. So
exactly.
And that leads us to strategy number two, which is do an honest assessment of your current job. So do you need to leave your job? Do you need to go somewhere else? If so, great. This is the time to do it. Or is there something like the cubicle issue that can be fixed that would maybe make your current job a little bit better? Is it honestly, maybe it's unfixable and that's a deal breaker for you and you got to have a better view and that's that and you can have that. But maybe it's something that you can work on, like more professional boundaries. That one's a little touchy. More room for creativity, more room for advancement. Maybe that can happen. And also the knowledge of if it can't happen is also super valuable. So then you know, okay, all right, I do have to put my energy, like, let's go.
And why couldn't it happen? And one of the reasons why it can happen, like, and this is common for a lot of people, is there someone or at your organization that's preventing you from your dream job? You know, for example, some people love family-owned businesses, but, you know, you could have a family member that's always standing in your way, just hating on you, blowing that hate. Like, you know, Matt and I are brothers from another mother, but I can't work with that dude. He's going to hate on me. You know what I'm saying? I got to recognize that, you know, he's going to try to push me down. He's going to try to size me up every day. He's going to look me up and down when I walk in the office.
Well, it's like, in a family-owned business, the family's the family, right? So it's like, you know, it's like no one in Trump organization corporate is ever going to be as high up as Ivanka. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
So if Ivanka's in your way, then you might want to get a job somewhere else.
If you're in that situation, it may be difficult to fix. Correct,
and you might have to peace out. Right.
Well, back to assessing your current job. And by the way, just to rewind, Sean, your comments about not being able to work with me, that would be... I would classify that as slander. I do not agree with that.
Let me just fix it. Characterization. Then, let me just correct it. Matt, you can work for me, but I can't work with you. You get it?
All right. Anyway, moving right along to assessing the current job. If your job is really not so bad after you carefully analyze what you're looking for or can be negotiated with, then you should maybe rethink leaving. Maybe it's just a matter of speaking to your boss and painting the picture of what it is you want and negotiating.
I agree.
Yeah.
Before you decide to peace out, because a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm out of this job, but you may not have many skill sets. So I would think your boss may be doing you a solid by keeping you around. So you need to really assess your professional leverage. Like, you know, figure out how much leverage you have at your current job in terms of contribution, ideally in dollars and cents, hopefully. If you want to negotiate a higher pay or better benefits, you can't just be one of those people that sits around other coworkers and says, I need a raise, but your ass is always late. You're not completing your assignments on time. And you're the one that's reading the sports page before you start. You have to read sports and have your coffee before you even get to work in. So you need to see like, what is my leverage? Yes, Matt, it's bad. Yes, no ESPN before you start work.
And look, knowing how much leverage you actually have at your current job, leverage to me actually means like how much would it suck for them if you left? And knowing how much leverage you have at your current job will also help you to successfully transfer those leveragey skills to your dream job or dream workplace or whatever to make it your dream job. It helps you to take inventory of what you're good at and can charge money for.
Also, if you want a true career change or pivot, keep in mind that you may have to take a salary cut to reach your ultimate job, especially if you're entering a completely new field. Like Sean with his singing, he's probably not going to get top dollar right now. He's got to work on a few things. He's a little out of tune. But if he stays in his current industry, you know.
I can dream. Give me a little background, Matt. About you. A little background right. For me. A little background.
How about this?
Sean has to take a salary cut of $0 to do his dream job, which honestly, if you're being paid $0, is it even a job?
Well, exactly. Karen, I'm just going to be the uppity person and confident person. There's only up from zero, okay? It's only going up from zero.
For people who can sing, yes, it does go up from zero.
Well here's the thing. The good news, Sean, is that there's still a favorable market out there for you. But before we go any further with our breakdown of how to find your dream job. We're going to take a quick commercial break. So you guys, let's Sean, can you sing us out to break? You know,
you invited the vampire into your house. This is your fault, man.
All right, stay tuned for more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. How to find your dream job.
This is on your soul. On your soul, man.
Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, it's all about finding your dream job. It's a new year, and we're trying to help you with all the tips you need to find that new dream job. Karen, why don't you give us the next tip?
Okay. Tip number 4, structure your job hunt to avoid burnout. So limit job hunting to a couple hours a day, you know, and turn up, put your phone on DND, put it away, focus, be in the moment, be mindful, put a couple hours just into that, and then move on to another activity. We're so hard on ourselves and we're like, you have to do, you know, that's maybe I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but that is very American and very New York, and it's kind of toxic. Try not to burn out while you're doing something positive and healing for your life.
A little tack on to what Karen just said for our elder listeners, like Sean, D&D stood for do not disturb. But anyway,
thank you, Matthew.
Let's move on. In terms of avoiding burnout, structuring your job hunt to avoid burnout, another point is don't overly broaden the scope of your search. Keep it tight. Stay focused. It'll just help you in the long run. And also limit the number of people you reach out to or the resumes you send out daily. You want to keep track and then also follow up. If you send out too many, you won't be able to follow up. You won't be able to track what you're doing.
You won't be able to make it super personal. And this sounds super counterintuitive, I feel like, but it's advice that I love because it means like do less, like work smarter, not harder kind of thing. Right?
Oh,
like,
God.
And I love that. I love to be a little Persian cat princess and be like, yes, no, I've done my 2 hours of time and I mustn't burn out. Like, it gives you, you might even find yourself doing more because you gave yourself permission to do less. I am a burnout. So just telling you.
And this is when I can honestly say I have a flaw. I think I'm a victim of this because I get so excited when I finally got the offer and got the deal. And I felt like victory has come to me. Exactly, Matt. See, I'm admitting it. I got a few weaknesses, you know, and I'm a victim of this one and I got to get better at it. I saw King Richard with Will Smith and he kind of inspired me about this one. Don't jump at the first offer.
Okay.
Like trust in yourself, trust in your skills, trust that you know that you have value and worth and you can maybe get a little bit more. And I got to get better at this. I honestly do. So
Sean, as friend of the show, James Altucher said, bet on yourself. Yeah. Bet on yourself.
Correct. Don't go broke doing it.
Didn't he say that?
Yeah, but he did go broke and went back up. So a little bit how far you can bet. Don't bet black all the time.
Bet on yourself. Bet black. He said something like that. It was really smart. Yeah. And he was on our show too.
You got another one, Karen?
And you know what? Okay. And here's my little 2 cents. Avoid comparing yourself to others, IRL, or on LinkedIn or on social, because that is a toxic behavior that makes you feel bad.
IRL, Sean, for old folks like Sean, in real life.
Thank you.
I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what that meant. That's funny.
I set you up for that one, Matt, too. Because
it's so funny. Like, as an aside, I told my son, hey, there's a new radio station out that plays like all old school hip hop, 94.7. He starts laughing. What's so funny, Chase? Like, Dad, we don't get excited about radio stations. Like, nobody listens to radio stations. I'm like, okay, right. I felt like an old timer, but we digress.
Okay, so your son is rude, but tell him to respect you. But anyway, comparison is the thief of joy, and this really isn't about what anybody else is doing or the jobs that they're getting. And it's really depressing to, like, honestly, Instagram is a vehicle for momentary joy and then lasting depression. So, you know, take it like a vitamin or like a little bit of salt.
Is that,
you know,
is that
in moderation?
Is that their slogan?
We are like salt, a little bit at a time. Other success is not your failure. Just keep going. Honestly, it's literally a numbers game. If you just like do the work and are consistent, that's the whole don't burn out thing. It's like, it's not, it's just don't burn out so that you can be consistent. Consistency gets results. You will get it. We sort of promise.
Can I come out with the big B? The big B. We haven't done a big B in a long time. Can I give one?
Absolutely. What does that fake slang mean?
The bonus, girl. The bonus. The bonus. Oh, they say in New York. The bonus. Can I give out a bonus?
We have a whole bonus tip. That's right. Yeah. We're so on brand. We give in our the value bursts forth.
Matt, you want to recap the ones before we get to the big B, the bonus?
Absolutely, Boomer. Or I'm sorry, Sean. Let me recap. So
Matthew Savage.
As we've been listening and following along today, the show, it's how to find your dream job. So here are the tips. Number one, get a strategy. And with that strategy, assess your current job, assess your personal, your professional leverage, structure your job hunt to avoid burnout, and
drum roll.
Time for the bonus.
Drum roll, please.
I'm actually doing it. I know it's silly.
You're off key. We know you're off key, so you know it had to be. Yeah. So simply mass distributing your resume does not result in finding your dream job. You may need to think outside the box, attend events, reach out to friends, email people directly, reach out to recruiters, to specific people, or to specific people within an organization. Like, I mean, think outside the box.
Get your network on.
I've had my best connections about networks by just doing things unconventional. And if you want to win in this, you got to really understand, like, there are people lining up to get what you want, and you got to be different.
That's right. You know, there's and honestly, I think a lot of times it's as simple as asking, and sometimes it doesn't occur to us because we think that things will come to us. But there's someone in comedy specifically that people kind of love to hate a little bit. But this person's super strategic, and something that they do really well that I admire is that they always ask. They ask for things, and so they get things, and ask for assistance, ask for opportunities, and help is out there in the universe, and people are willing to provide it. But you do have to actually speak it. You have to ask.
All right, y'all, it's time to wrap this up. So my bottom line on today's show, finding your dream job, is I'm just going to take this first point and just nail it, drive that home. It's get a strategy and really, you know, get smart and diligent about that strategy to find that dream job. Remember, like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you want to change your position, change that job, well, get going. It's 2022, people. Make it happen. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis. I'm a third of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And like I always say, like, it literally doesn't matter what you did in the past. I mean, it kind of somewhat matters, but it also doesn't. And what actually matters is what you do next. Also, you can hit me up if you feel like it. Karen Margolis on everything. KerenMargolis.
Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And I'm going to keep it short. Don't think you can't, because you can. tbgwgc@gmail.com if you want to send us and drop us a line. As I say, and I say all the time, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket, people, and I'm out of here. Peace. Black guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.